The hand on my leg wakes me. A warm, firm presence. Reaching under the blankets, wrapped around the back of my ankle. I'm roused just enough to feel what's happening to me, but not fully understand the implication of it. The hand grips, shifts a little, and grips again, finding the right hold for what it's about to do. I hear a second hand rustling in the blankets near my waist, and then, quickly, the covers are tugged aside, and that strong hand on my leg pulls me down the bed in a burst of energy. The sudden movement sends a shot of adrenaline to my brain. My mind races to assess the situation. My feet and calves hang off the mattress. My nightgown is bunched up, revealing my back and hips, and my bare ass. I'm almost awake now, but still shaking off the fog of sleep. The next yank does the trick. I feel both hands reposition themselves on my hips. Grip. Pull. My hazy mind maneuvers its response systems as fastly as it can. My hands scrabble for purchase on the sheets, but it's not enough. The soft material slips through my fingers. I'm pulled down the bed even further, my body folding in half over the edge of the mattress. The nightgown slips over my head and off, caught in the mess of fabric shifting below me. My toes hit the ground next to the bed, and I strain to lean myself back, tilt myself upright. But something stops me. Someone stops me. A hand against my back, pressing me back down into the mattress. I freeze. I feel fingers trailing down my spine. And now I know, without a doubt, that it's you. You can never resist an opportunity to admire your favorite part of me. To map the space between my shoulder blades and my hips with your fingertips. I shiver. Suddenly, your hands go missing from my body. I feel lighter than air, buoyant. Behind me, a lurid spitting sound, and then your hand between my legs, wet, warm fingers, sliding over my pussy, preparing it for your use. I arch my back, lifting my ass up, hoping and praying that maybe, accidentally, for just a second, you might touch my clit. But your other hand finds the small of my back, pushes down with force, until I'm pressed to the bed again. Another spitting sound, fingers replaced by the tip of your cock, slick and probing. My legs tense and my eyes widen, waiting for what I know will happen next. The fact that this is prearranged doesn't make it any less electrifying. Maybe I picked the day, the time, and the theme, but the details are all up to you. I want to beg. I want to whine and plead for your cock in me. But I don't want to break the silence. Instead, I breathe deep. My thighs tremble. My pussy clenches in anticipation of your intrusion. You wait just a second longer, just barely long enough to make me wonder, anxiously, if you might step back, content just to tease me. But as that thought occurs, your energy shifts again. Your hands grab my waist desperately, pulling me towards you, and you plunge into me. With every firm thrust of your cock inside me, sparks fly in the view of the darkened room. Your fingers slide through my hair, carefully at first, and then not, clutching it at its root. All the better to maneuver me into whatever position you choose. Yanking, tugging, acting out Newton's first law in the unsterile laboratory of our bedroom. Every object perseveres in its state of rest, unless it is compelled to change that state by forces impressed thereon. The thrust of your cock and the grip of your hand impress their force upon my body, over and over and over. I melt in your grasp. I am yours for the taking. I put up no fight. I make no demands. I simply feel and listen. The pattern of your breathing begins to unravel, ragged and uneven, until you pull me flush with you one last time. Our bodies as close as possible. You shudder and spill yourself into me. There's a moment of relative inertia. Our bodies remain at rest for a few scant seconds, trying to extend the moment. But all things must move once sufficiently acted upon. You release my body to the bed, your cock slipping out as you do. You reach confident hands under my spread thighs and turn me onto my back. I feel your cum start to drip out of me, but you know just what to do. One hand holds my bent leg to the mattress. The other swipes over the outside of my pussy, collecting what's escaped. You press urgent, practiced, cum-covered fingers inside of me. You crook your hand just right, up and forward. I see the dark mass of you loom over me, crouching further and further until your mouth touches my clit. Your lips form a perfect zero around it, sucking in. Your tongue darts out, pressing and licking rhythmically. Your fingers continue pumping, coaxing your cum deeper inside of me. I grab your hair. It is impossible for your tongue to be any closer to my body than it is right now, fully pressed against me. But I will try to defy physics anyway. My face starts to feel bright and cold. The rush of endorphins I know means I'm about to tip over into orgasm. I teeter on the edge, and then I fall. I writhe beneath you. The involuntary convulsions of a body that has reached terminal velocity and now shudders slowly to a halt. In the dark, afterwards, you snake an arm around my middle, pulling me backwards, closer to you. Like before, but this time in pursuit of comfort, not friction. We drift off, object at rest. That is, until the next force impresses thereon.